Split Second by David Baldacci. Read by Damien Lewis. September 1996. It only took a split second, although to Secret Service agent Sean King, it seemed like the longest split second ever. They were on the campaign trail at a nondescript hotel meet-and-greet at Bowlington, North Carolina. Standing behind his protectee, King scanned the crowd while his ear mic buzzed sporadically with unremarkable information. The large room was filled with excited people waving "Elect Clyde Ritter" pennants. The crowd drew closer, right up to the velvet rope stanchions that had been placed as a line in the sand. In response, King moved closer to Ritter. The palm of his outstretched hand rested lightly on the candidate's sweaty, coatless back, so that he could pull him down in an instant if something happened. Someone called out from the rear of the crowd. Ritter answered back with his own bit of humor, and the crowd laughed. King's gaze flitted to the clock on the wall. It was 10:32 a.m. His gaze turned in the direction of a new sound, and then a new sight, something totally unexpected. Standing facing the crowd, and behind the hard politicking Ritter, he was the only one in the room who could see it. His attention stayed there for one beat, two beats, three beats, far too long. Yet who could blame him for not being able to pull his gaze away from that? King heard the bang. He could feel the moisture on his hand where it had touched Ritter's back. The moisture wasn't just sweat. His hand stung, where the slug had come out of the body and taken a chunk off his middle finger before hitting the wall.